Now it's time for Word on the Street. Soccer Sam welcomes the biggest names in Rochester sports, politics, media, and community to talk one-on-one. This is not your average interview show. Sam goes way beyond, some might say over the line, to get the inside dirt. Be a part of the show. Call or text 222-1280. Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, this is Word on the Street. Here's Soccer Sam.
It is the word, baby.
The word on the street. We live here in Rochester, New York. In every city in America, you have your sports teams. Sometimes they're NFL teams, NHL teams, NBA teams, and probably your paper and your TV and radio stations cover those teams like crazy. Well, we live in Rochester, New York. We're about an hour from Buffalo. Our local media is confused, and they think we live in Buffalo. And here in town, we have, listen to this, this is what we have. We have the Red Wings, a baseball team, the Rattlers, a lacrosse team, the Rhinos, the only team in American soccer to, I think, win five championships, including an Open Cup win during the MLS era, the Rochester Rhinos, the Lancers, the Lady Lancers. That's our summer / spring outdoor teams. In the winter, we have the Amerks hockey, the Nighthawks lacrosse, the Razor Sharks basketball, and the Indoor Lancers hopefully will be back. We have a lot of teams in the city that a lot of sponsors support and obviously fans support. But for whatever reason, other than the celebrity hosts of iHeartRadio, they don't get a lot of loving, man. And I think that's maybe the case in a lot of cities when it comes to minor league sports. They're just not getting the loving. And it's one thing if you have an NFL team in your city or an NBA team or an NHL team in your city. I kind of get it a little bit. I go to Florida a lot, and the Dolphins are in Florida. And the hockey team, I can't even think of the name, in Florida right near there. But for whatever reason, the NASL team that was there gets a lot of loving in the media. And other sports teams get loving, but that doesn't happen here in Rochester, and I don't know if it happens in your city, but we're lucky. We have Bob Matthews in town, and Jatulia Moran, and Carl Falk. They do their magic here on iHeartRadio stations. Wheeze and Kimberly and Beck and Lonsbury always welcome the local owners and the local teams on their shows, but most of the TV stations barely cover the local teams. Barely. I mean, a little glimpse at the end of their broadcast, if that. And if they do, it's somewhat negative at times. And the paper does absolutely nothing for the local sports teams anymore. And it's kind of sad that, you know, you want to know what's going on in your city. And I have two young kids right here in the studio right here, my bodyguards, Soccer Santino and Dantos. And you got to kind of really search to know what's going on with your local teams and want to have to buy a ticket or go to an event there, unless the local teams buy advertising. Well, one owner has been very vocal about that over the years, and he owns the Rochester Razor Sharks. His name is Dr. Seb. Seb, you have some really, really good news that we want to focus on first. You guys are in a new league. Dr. Seb, welcome to the word on the street, and congratulations on joining a new league for the Razor Sharks.
Sam, thank you very much for having me on, as usual. Glad to be on your show, and thanks for putting a basketball team on the soccer show, which I appreciate very much. But we're going to be changing leagues, and we're involved in a new league, myself and another partner called Dave Magley, who's a former University of Kansas star basketball player. He was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers, and his recent job was he was the commissioner of the Canadian Basketball League. And when his contract ended there, we asked him to join us to take this next step up.
That's fantastic. So tell me about this new league. Are you part of the ownership group of the new league, or are you just a franchisee?
Well, part of the ownership group of the new league. What we did was about a year ago, the Premier Basketball League, we did a study a little over a year and a half ago. What happened was the NBA started calling all their minor league teams to be within an hour of the major league team. And so a lot of cities lost their franchises, and soon a few more will lose their franchises because the NBA wants the major league team to have the minor league team at least no more than an hour away. So we identified a lot of cities who still want pro basketball and a lot of ownership groups who have the finances to do that. We just needed somebody to run the show, and Dave Magley became available, and he's very well respected in the basketball world, and he knows a lot of people. And we put the group together here, and we went out, and next thing you know, we've got teams from Seattle, Vancouver, Las Vegas coming in next year. Rochester is going to join them. Albany's thinking about coming in. We have applications from Cincinnati, Kansas City, Omaha. So it's going to be exciting.
It's the NAPB. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, the North American Premier Basketball League.
NAPB. It's got a cool logo to it. I see you got the Canadian flag on that, too, and the American flag on your whole logo here. That's kind of cool, and it's great news for the sport because, let's face it, there's a lot of players that go to college, and there's just only so many openings in the NBA, and this gives them a chance to continue with their careers. And
sure,
maybe
you got
some,
right. Yeah. You got the top 300 playing in the NBA. What about the next 300 top-quality players? And a lot of players, the agents tell us, don't really want to go to Europe anymore, and when they found out that we're having this new league, they started calling us right away saying they want to place their players. So I think the timing and the fit is perfect.
You know, and the timing of what our country is going through with our economy, it's difficult for a family with a couple kids or four kids to go to a Miami Heat game or an NBA game in New York City. But to go to, you know, an NAPB game, I mean, you know, you could afford it as a family.
Well, that's the idea. Again, you're trying to... You're trying to get involved in the community of your own town. You want local ownership that are involved in the community and make it affordable. I have season tickets for the Cubs, and do you want to know what a seat goes for? It's $205.
Wow.
So you bring a family of four, you're already at $800. I mean, it gets ridiculous, and it's not right, but again, that's Major League Baseball, so it's a different animal, but we're going to make our product affordable.
Yeah, and Doc, this is not the tickets in some of these, you know, major league teams throughout the country, including the Bills, that aren't really a Rochester team, but the media thinks so. But in the Sabres, it's the parking and the food concessions. I mean, every aspect of what they do is at a different level. And if you're a young family or someone retired, it's very difficult to afford those events.
Absolutely. Again, it's not always about ticket sales. It's about community involvement, I say. And you have to make it affordable. And to make it affordable, the prices have to be right, the concessions have to be right, the parking has to be right. So it's not just the ticket to the game. Plus, outside of that, you want to make it a destination place. So maybe you want to do something before the sporting event or after the sporting event in the area.
And that's what the difference is, that locally, and again, I know a lot of people listen to the show all over the country, but locally here in Rochester, New York, in my opinion, our mayor is doing a great job trying to revitalize our city. Downtown is on fire. I just drove by there today. There's so much going on. But if the residents of our city, they know right now there's the Park Avenue Fest tonight, and a lot of people are there at the Park Avenue Fest because it's all over the news. Every TV station opened up with it on their broadcast this morning and last night, and the paper covers it all over the place. But a lot of people have no idea what's going on with the local sports teams because there's barely any coverage.
And that's unfortunate. In this day and age with social media, I really don't need to pick up the local paper to see what's going on with the Bills. I can get on their website and hear interviews and ask questions, get on their blog. So I think they're a little bit off base, and I would agree with you. You should cover more of the local teams because they're not going to be all over the place. Yeah, we're going to have our own Facebook and our own website, but they need a little bit of coverage. Plus, again, you have to look at the whole social media evolving here. I went to a social media marketing event a year ago, and there was maybe 500 people in Chicago, and the guy said, who read the morning paper this morning? And out of 500 people, maybe 40, 50 people raised their hand. And he goes, okay, you with your hands up, how many of you are 55 and over? Everybody that had their hand up was 55 and over. So what does that tell you, all right? Newspapers per se, not just our local paper, but newspapers per se are going to be gone in the next few years. It's all going to be digital social media.
It's definitely true. Now, Doc, I'm on your site right now, and I'm seeing pictures of you and Cheryl Denolfo. And then I see, like, the king, Joe Comfort, and a table.
Our ownership group. Well, another thing that I'm proud of, I'm away in Chicago. Our ownership group, we have Dr. Carbone, we have Joe Comfort, Paul Rosen, Larry Maroney, all local guys, all local business guys who know a lot of people who are involved in the community. They do a lot of good stuff for the community. So I'm very proud of our ownership group. They're out and about. You can ask us all questions. A lot of our fans have my cell number. They can call up. When I'm at a game, when I fortunately come to town once or twice a year to see a Razor Sharks game, I walk around, talk to the fans. We're involved in them. I'm very proud of our ownership group.
So, Doc, how do you and the Razor Sharks and all these local teams, how do you change the local TV and newspaper media? I think radio-wise, it's available. I mean, if you contact any of the iHeartRadio station hosts, from Bob Matthews to Carl Falk to Tulio Moran, Weeze, Kimberly and Beck, they'll open up their arms for you, you know. And but the TV stations and the newspaper just aren't doing it for whatever reason. They're not covering the local teams. How do we fix that?
Well, again, from a business model, you got to fix it yourself. So you have to kind of promote yourself, be involved in that social media, Twitter, Instagram, be on the Facebook, send out updates. As you said earlier, it's kind of turned into a pay-to-play advertising situation here. So if you buy advertising, they'll cover you. And I understand it's their business model, and I agree with you on that standpoint, but you can't depend on them. You've got to create your own media buzz.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, Doc, as we speak, one of our listeners, her name is Jill Rizzo. She worked for the Rattlers. They have a game tonight at 7 o'clock at Capelli Stadium against the Ohio Machine. And I am looking right now in our paper. I have our paper. And I don't want to, like, misspeak here, but I see a lot. I see a front page Buffalo Bills pitcher page, something about high school, which is cool. One of the high school players is going on to college somewhere. Something about auto racing that I don't know how many people really care about. U.S. hockey, I don't know if anybody cares about that. It's a lot of ads. I mean, I do not see anything about... Just want to make sure. I do not see anything in today's paper that the Red Wings have a game, I'm pretty sure, at home tonight, and the Rattlers have a game tonight. And it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, what would it take to grab the front page of the paper, the sports, and just put a little blurb on each pro team that's in town and what they're doing?
I don't know, Sam. I think we kind of give our age away. We're so used to picking up the paper in the morning, and the kids nowadays pick up the iPad, and they get all their information. So maybe we're still thinking with our old hats instead of our new hats. Do you need the paper? If you take a look at the paper, they're kind of grooming this next generation to get used to digital media, because they themselves know that eventually the paper's going to be gone, and they got to get the kids used to reading or going to their site. If you look at their paper, the sports section, I look at all the papers, New York Times, New York Post, Rochester, Buffalo Evening News in the morning. I'm up at 4:30. Notice that the Rochester paper is heavy into sports coverage of high school. And the reason I believe that is because they want these kids to get used to going to their site, to get used to when they become digital. So for me to worry about if they're going to be doing a story about us, I should be more worried about making sure that we get to the fans and they want to come to our site. We talked about it once before. I have the name registered, RochesterProSports.com, Sam. Remember?
Yes.
And we have our own website, and every team submits videos and interviews and stories, and people get used to going to that. So they don't have to worry about the paper. They don't have to worry about the television. They want to know, they want to see highlights of the game that just finished 3 minutes ago. They want to hear a live interview that just happened 5 minutes ago. They go to RochesterProSports.com, and they get the information. That's the way it's going.
But, Doc, I agree with you with the way they're covering to kind of encourage young kids to go to their site and read online. I agree. But one thing I think is still happening is I believe, in my unprofessional opinion, I think a lot of the TV stations still use the newspaper as a guide to what they think people care about, because it seems to me that if our DNC, their front page, whatever that story is, seems to be how the TV stations are opening up the broadcast, from either the main stories or the sports stories. So for whatever reason, they still think that this is newsworthy. I'm not saying it's all fake media or fake news or whatever you want to call it, but it just seems like that's guiding the direction. And that's kind of what I said to Jeff DeVeronica as a friend once. I said, Devo, you know, I don't think you covering the outdoor Lancers is going to make a difference, but I think what it does do is it might help get the TV stations to cover us, because for whatever reason, they're still reading the paper. Maybe it's just online, but they're reading what you're covering, and if you're not covering us at all, we're not getting any views online either. You know what I'm saying, Doc? We didn't get one inch of coverage for the Outdoor Lancers and the DNC. Not one inch for the Lady Lancers or the Outdoor Lancers come back. The 50th anniversary of the Lancers, not one inch of coverage. Nothing at all.
That's unfortunate, and that's not right, but I find it hard to believe that the TV media would use the newspaper as a guide to what's important. I mean, it's Rochester. The Red Wings Frontier Field is not that far away from the news media, Channel 10, 13, 9, 8. I mean, they should know what's important, what's going on. So if they're using the newspaper as a guide, boy, I'd have to reevaluate my business plan as a TV station.
Well, I again, it's just my assumption based on what I see and read. I mean, I because I buy advertising on TV news, I make sure our ads are running, and I just see it. It's like familiar to me. Like I'll see the head story, and the head story in sports always seems to be the same thing that they're covering. And usually it's Bills related, Sabres related. It's rarely about a judge in Syracuse or a judge in Buffalo that had a DWI issue. It's usually, you know, the mainstream news is about what's going on here in Rochester, the murder trial of a bunch of people that killed the father and burned his face and everything else. But sports-wise, they focus strictly on other cities. It's nuts. Doc, we got to go to break right now because Richie's foaming at the mouth. I want to come back to you and find out what's going to be new this year with the Razor Sharks, coaching-wise,
okay,
player-wise. I want to find out more about the actual team, and then we'll hit up the little media issue and how we fix it.
Sure.
I don't think we can fix it, Doc. I give up, man. I mean, I've tried everything, man. I've tried.
We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll be back here with Dr. Seb, the owner of the Razor Sharks and one of the new key owners of the NAPA, a brand new basketball league here in America. Teams popping up everywhere. If you're listening and there's not a basketball team in your city, you can jump aboard and join the NAPB, and we're going to find out how here with Dr. Sub next on Word, Word on the Street.
I used to go to dinner to take the girl. She's tiny, play against Earl the Pearl, and Will, Rio, and Jerry West play basketball at this very best.
On the Finding Mastery podcast, we decode the many paths towards mastery, learning from Hall of Fame athletes and entrepreneurs and scientists to musicians who influence the rhythm of the world. I'm Michael Gervais, and I've been in the trenches with some of the best performers in the world, learning from and helping them unlock their potential. They have so much to teach us about how to push on our own edges to explore a life of deep meaning and performance in our own unique way. Head over to the Finding Mastery Podcast to learn more from these masters of craft. That's the Finding Mastery Podcast.
You hear that passion?
The passion.
That's a passion for Rochester sports unrivaled on the radio.
We care.
There's a passion involved.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I think it's better.
New stuff pops up all the time.
What is that?
Let's just hope this is a more pleasant surprise than that rash you brought home last night. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh! Yes, I'm the picture of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling.
Richie's playing a little basketball Jones. Rich Kicker Jones pushing the buttons here on Kick This. Did you write this song, Richie? We have Dr. Sev on the line, a born and raised Rochesterian that went to college in Chicago and then ended up becoming a very successful doctor and businessman in the Chicago area, but giving back to our community for years, bringing us the Razor Sharks. Doc, what is next for the Razor Sharks, coaching-wise, player-wise? Are you guys still playing at the Blue Cross Arena? Is the arena still there?
The arena's still there. We plan on playing there again next year. Coach Iverson is back. He has a two-year contract, and some of the core players will be back. Again, we're going to have open tryouts. We have a lot of agents sending us tapes of their players that want to come back from overseas to play for us. So we'll see. It's going to be good. I mean, we've won 4 championships in a row. We're very proud of that. We're proud that our players are out in the community, at the school. So we'll see what we can be, how competitive we can be in the new league, and hopefully we're at least competitive because we like to always bring a good product to the fans of Rochester.
So, Doc, is everything in pretty good shape with the Blue Cross Arena with dates and your arrangement there? Is everything back on track
We didn't do dates yet. We're number 3, so, you know, it's the Amherst building first, and then lacrosse, and then us. So we have to wait till everything else kind of sorts out.
And then you get the dates that are available, and that excludes any concert hold that they may have.
That's correct, too. I guess we're 4th and 5th. Concerts, Amherst, lacrosse, concerts, us.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But again, Doc, how do we as a city, and I've tried this as a sponsor, I threatened to cancel my advertising with the DNC if they didn't start covering my soccer team. And they basically said, hey, there's nothing we can do. It's 2 different divisions. You know, they do whatever they want. So that didn't work. But how do we get the paper and the newspaper station, news TV stations, to start covering our local teams better? Is there a solution? Is there a trick? It seems like some of the things that they fall in love with and carry and go on and on about, I'm thinking to myself, nobody really cares, man. I mean, look, I know there's a lot of Bills fans out there, including Rich Kicker Jones, our producer. There's a lot of Bills fans out there. But believe it or not, there's a hell of a lot more NFL fans in town than Bills fans. There really is. I mean, but they think that there's only Bills fans.
And yeah, and I guess that I would say, you know, you got to create your own buzz. You got to use that Twitter, that Facebook, the Instagram. I said the paper's going to disappear in a few years. In about 10, 15 years, a 30-minute local newscast is also going to disappear. There's going to be no need for it the way social media is evolving. I hope you can see where I'm looking down the road here. You don't come home when there's three stations as there was 20 years ago, and you wait for the 6 o'clock news to come on. That's going to be gone in 10 years. You want the news, you look at your phone, you look at your iPad, you can get the news right up to date, you can get your sports report right up to date. So again, maybe me and you are kind of stuck in the old days, but if we look forward, newspapers and the television newscast at 6 o'clock is going to be a far gone thing.
But that same 6 o'clock newscast, it can be viewed on your phone or on your iPad, but if they're not covering in their online version, if they're not covering the local teams in their cities, how do you fix that? They're not covering us. I mean, the Red Wings are away tonight. I misspoke when we know that the Rattlers are home tonight. But if they're not covering it at all, you're not going to read it on your phone or your iPad.
Well, again, that's why you create your own buzz. Remember, Sam, you created your own business. You're successful. How did you get it? You got out there. You promoted, all right? People got to know you. You didn't depend on the news, all right? You didn't depend on the papers that much. Yeah, you might do some advertising, but you hustled in the beginning. I know you did, and you were out all over the place. Same business model applies now as it did before. You got to let people know your product. You can't depend on somebody else. So I know what you're saying. Believe me, I'd like to see more of the local pro teams covered. They should be covered first before the national teams are, the Buffalo Bills, the Giants, Jets, but that's not the way they see it. I can't worry about that. I got to make sure that people know about my product, if anything else.
Yeah, Doc, but here's the theory. And I don't want to dispute anything you say because you're the legend here in this community, but selling pizzas or selling donuts or selling a product that people have to eat every day, it's a little different than an event. And I've said this before on the show. We would buy an ad in the DNC for a sheet pizza for $20. We'd get 20,000 coupons on Monday morning. We run an ad for buy one, get one free Lancers tickets, and we might get 2. It's just different. An event's different. Right now in this city, there was the Cornhill a couple weeks ago. It's all over the place. The lilac thing is like crazy. It's like the biggest thing that ever happened in our city. And today is Park Avenue. Events in sporting events and festivals and all that, it's a little different than trying to sell a product that people eat or need to buy every day.
Okay, well, let me state it to you this way. Murren Entertainment product. Okay, you'd agree with that. Right. An entertainment product. No different than going to the local movie. You're going to go watch the local soccer team, local pro soccer team or basketball team play, all right? The TV stations don't have a story about, here's the best 3 movies I saw yesterday. They really don't. That happens maybe once in a while. But yet still people know that there's a movie out there that they want to see. So you got to cut them out of the equation. That's what I'm doing. Pretend it's a movie. Now it's entertainment. They know it's out there. They're going to go find where that movie's playing. Same thing with the pro sports. We got to do our own promotion because you can't depend on them. I know where you're coming from, Sam, and me and you agree on a million things. I'm just saying it's time to think outside the box and not rely on local television or newspaper to promote your product, which they should. I agree with you. They should. I mean, the local pro team should be first. Then you should have the college teams. Then you should have some high school if you have time in your 3.5 minutes. It shouldn't be the other way around. But unfortunately, for some reason unbeknownst, they do it the other way. When we had our press conference the other day for the new basketball league, only Channel 9 showed up. And they showed up because they said it was a news event. Now, they thought it was a news event, but the other three stations didn't. I can't worry about it. It's not right, but that's the way it goes.
It's sad, man. It's just sad how they just don't get it anymore. But
and I shouldn't say anything because right. We had coverage from the DNC also.
Yeah.
So Jeff showed up. You know, I like Jeff. He's a good guy. I like what he wrote, 90% of it. 10% of it I could debate with him. You can't write things. You lose your credibility when you write things like the league was a joke or the league was an embarrassment to Rochester. We're minor league professional sports, okay? So don't justify it by saying, well, you've changed the rules or some of the teams were bad or they don't play in a good venue. With a broad stroke, you know, I can sit there with an hour and tell me the USL didn't change games or teams didn't drop out or
right.
change the rules. Well, do you remember the Rhinos? The Rhinos should have had a championship game in Rochester a few years ago. But the commissioner said, no, you have too many. I'm going to move it to Minnesota. Remember that one?
Doc, we come back. I want to talk about this whole article and the things that upset you, Anna. But before we go to that, you said something about the media and movies. Doc, this just happened to me the other day, I swear to God. Is my wife and I, we watch Good Morning America every morning and whatever, you know, the ABC affiliate before that, the morning show. I can't think of the name of it right now. And they're talking about this movie, Dunkirk. It's on the news. They're talking about number one movie. Then Good Morning America is talking about number one Dunkirk. So we go see, hey, let's go to movies. Let's go see this movie, Dunkirk. I think that's what it's called. Am I saying it right? Richie's saying it. Doc, it was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I mean, there was like no, like, it was bad. I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, maybe you should go see it. Maybe it's about history. I don't know. But it was just so poorly done, in my opinion, in every aspect of a movie. But because the media was talking about it, I'm watching it. Just like some of these shows that the mainstream Good Morning America and the Today Show, they're talking about certain shows that are on TV. I catch myself flicking over to see what they're talking about, and half the time they're garbage. But anyway, Doc, we're going to come back. I want to find out about this article that Devo did and what, you know, some of the things he said. I mean...
Oh, yeah, we'll talk.
Maybe we get Devo on. Richie, call Devo. Let's get Devo on. What is wrong with him? Does he take medicine?
Sure.
We're back here on Kick. It's the word. We're back here on the word. Word on the street. Rich Kicker Jones, Dr. Sev, my two bodyguards in the studio with me, Soccer Santino and Dantos. One's 11, one's 12. I'm back here on the word.
Hey, all right now?
You're way better than me.
Basketball is my favorite sport.
Uh-huh.
I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Come on.
I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on.
Game's
on. I like slam dunks to take me to the hoop.
Yeah.
My favorite play is the alley-oop. Uh-huh. I like the pick and roll.
Go.
I like the give and go.
Go.
And it's basketball. Bow wow. Let's go.
Checking out the movies this weekend.
Here's your box office preview.
New this weekend is the long-awaited Stephen King adaptation, The Dark Tower. Based on King's long-running book series, an 11-year-old adventure seeker finds a hidden dimension called Midworld, where a man known as the Gunslinger is locked in an everlasting battle with the Man in Black to protect both their universe and ours. This sci-fi western horror mashup stars Idris Elba, Tom Taylor, Claudia Kim, Fran Krantz, and Matthew McConaughey. From Kathryn Bigelow, the award-winning director of The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty, comes the period drama Detroit. Set in 1967, the tumultuous era of social unrest reaches the Motor City during the Algiers Hotel incident, where civil unrest resulted in the death of three men and the severe beatings of nine others. John Boyega, Will Poulter, Jason Mitchell, and John Krasinski star. Still in theaters are Dunkirk, The Emoji Movie, Girls Trip, Atomic Blonde, and Spider-Man Homecoming. Plus, War of the Planet of the Apes, Despicable Me 3, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, Baby Driver, and Wonder Woman. And that's your weekend box office preview on iHeartRadio.
Fox Sports with you, Monday, 9 till noon, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We're back. It's the Word. Word on the Street. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here live in the Fox Sports 1280 studios in Rochester, New York. If you're listening to the iHeartRadio app, I did promise you an update on the Lancers, and I will give you that update after our next break on what's going on with the Rochester Lancers indoor team with Doug Miller. I just went to the DNC site to try to find the story that Devo did on Dr. Sev and the Razor Sharks, and I find nothing but Buffalo Bills stories. I mean, it's like every story is a Buffalo Bills story. They should just move their headquarters to Buffalo. It's just crazy. So Doc, he does a story on you, Devo. I love Devo. He's my friend. I've known him since 94, 95, road trips and everything with the Rhinos with him. Love his family, love his wife, his daughter, great, great people. He does a story on you, and he kind of slammed you a little bit. Tell me about that and your feelings about it.
No, you know, he's a reporter. He's a writer. I understand his job. I'm standing right there, ask me questions. So the article was good overall. It was a good article, but to write that the league was a joke or the league was an embarrassment to Rochester, you'd need to have something to substantiate that because that's a broad paintbrush. I can take the USL just last week, and I told them, I said, the USL last week, horrible refs, Rochester at Cincinnati. Unbelievable, horrible refs. Do teams in the USL move? They move. Do they play at community colleges and high school fields? Yes, they do. So is the USL a joke? I don't know. You know, in indoor soccer, some owners have more money, some have less money. Some played at a good venue, some played at a not-so-good venue in indoor soccer, right? So, again, you kind of got to be careful, and that's where you lose your credibility when you make a blanket statement like that, that the league was a joke or the league was an embarrassment to Rochester. Remember, some owners, not a lot of people are going to take $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 out of their account to have a basketball team in their town like Jamestown, okay, or like Chautauqua had down in Fredonia area. You got to give those owners credit. That's their hard-earned money they're spending to put a pro team in their town, in their city, for their community. So, you know, I take issue when you make a blanket statement like that because I can take that and use that same sentence that the USL is a joke, the indoor soccer league's a joke, the indoor lacrosse league's a joke. You can't because it's we're all on the same level. I hope that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. I mean, and you know, I did read it online, you know, and unfortunately I can't find it right now, and I'm looking everywhere for it, and I can't find it while we're talking. But the bottom line is, the way I see it is, some of Jeff's comments didn't come from him being at the games and watching the games and seeing the quality play. It's hearsay from people either in his studio or people at his office or here at the studios or whatever. So I just think that's where I think the credibility issue comes in, is that I think if you're going to slam someone, and it happens to anyone in business every day, I get slammed every day for whatever, half the time it's just hearsay, but they don't know the facts.
Well, the basic journalism is you want a balanced article. You want it balanced. You want to say something negative, you're going to say something positive. Let the person who read it make their own decision. You shouldn't make blanket statements like that because you're putting the thought into their head. That's not what journalism's all about. And believe me, if we want to talk about journalism, we could talk about that for an hour, how it's evolved and changed in the past 9 months. But beside the point, balance the article, let the reader decide for themselves. That's my point.
So, Doc, in your case, in your company, the Razor Sharks, you have some heavy hitters there. I mean, Dr. Joe Carbone, a lot of people in this community he knows, including people with big money that spend a lot of money in media. And obviously, Mr. Comfort, Joe Comfort, they call him the king. And
right.
That guy sells out the convention center for a roast for Tony D and Brother Weeze. He was responsible for selling out the thing just from the people he knows in the business community, business people that spend money on TV and in print. Is there any way that they could use their political clout and business clout to get some of these people to wake up?
I'm sure they could, but then again, are we channeling the energy in the right direction? Which direction do you want it? To bother the DNC or to talk to the TV media or to use their influence amongst other business people and saying, hey, there's a great event coming up. I'm telling you about it. We all should go to it. Or you should catch a game, see an indoor soccer game, see an outdoor Lancers game, see a Razor Sharks game. It's a lot of fun. Maybe that's the better way to go.
You know, but again, Doc, you still, whatever reason, you need the media behind you. I'm telling you, the Lancers got lucky. I think our second last game, we had Channel 13 show up and did a story on us, and Channel 9. I don't even know what it's called anymore. They keep on changing. Spectrum News. Richie's shaking his head yes. They did a story. The next game, without doing anything different, we drew like 400 more fans than we were drawing the game before. I think it does help create a buzz when the mainstream media is behind you. I agree with you. Telling your friends, hey, you know, buy a sponsorship and, you know, here's 4 tickets or 20 tickets, whatever helps. But the mainstream media behind you, I mean, I can tell you for a fact, my grandkids want to go to the Bills camp to go see the Bills, and it's tomorrow. There's the Bills camp because they're hearing it everywhere. It does make a difference, Doc. I know you don't want to see that, but it does make a difference.
I agree. But then again, if we want to be on there, you're going to have to pay, as you said. And then, you know, we'll have to follow their rules.
So makes sense. So paying is the answer, in your opinion, and there's no other way to get them to realize that we need to cover our teams. Doc, you being, how many years now have you been doing this Razor Sharks thing here in Rochester at the Blue Cross Arena?
12 coming up.
12 seasons. Probably thousands and thousands of young kids you've reached, not only at the games, but going to the school events and in the functions that your team does. Does that mean anything to the political people and the media people?
It should. You know, okay, I'll give you one sore point. They'll do an article on an Amherst wife raising money someplace in Canada or whatever I read a couple of years ago. Well, how about a local player like Jerice Crouch, Melvin Council, who grew up here, went to high school here, became MVP of the league. They're great role models. They go to the schools. They talk about don't fall out. They hand out tickets. Not a story. Now, then I can take issue. Because if you're going to take the time to write about an Amherst player's wife someplace in Canada doing a good deed, how about somebody in our own backyard? Now we're going to start talking about who are they gearing the paper for. Now my slant's going to go in a different direction. Are you gearing the paper for people who buy and subscribe, or are you just gearing the paper for community awareness, what's going on? Who's going to want to read the story about Melvin Council versus who's going to want to read a story about an Amherst wife? Now we're talking a different business model. And then I start getting mad because that's wrong. You follow?
I follow, Doc. Man, the way you say that, I get it. But I've heard comments from Devo in the past, privately and off the record, and I'll say them here on the air, that the reason that they don't cover the Rhinos the way they used to or the Lancers is the lack of the fans there, the cart before the horse thing. But then when you mentioned the story about the Amherst player and his wife doing something in there, it's because the Amherst reached out to the paper, and they have to reach out. When you talk to Michael Lewis, who I just had on in the first hour, Michael Lewis will tell you that he would go to the Lancers office daily to find a story. He'd go to the Lancers practice daily to find a story because back then they thought that a news story meant news and it made people buy the newspaper. So that's the different era that today the TV guys and the newspaper guys want you to kind of reach out to them to give them a storyline. Where back in the day when people actually worked for a storyline, they would show up and try to find a story.
Big difference, correct. If a Razor Sharks game gets covered, I always look at the byline, and it's a staff reporter who took our press release after the game, kind of reworded it a little bit, and there's the little blurb in the paper. So you're right. Major difference from 10, 20 years ago. Big difference.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. And again, I get disappointed because I personally, as a company, a founder of a company, we sponsor all the local teams. We try to sponsor all the local teams to try to help the local teams. But you know, if there's no people in the stands, I struggle with my marketing team to say, hey, I want to do this because it's the right thing to do to support a Rochester team. And they'll say, well, you know, I went to this game and there's nobody there. Why are we spending this much money? So I want to figure out a way to help get more people in the stands to all the local sports teams. And it's tough to do without the media behind you, Doc.
Again, Sam, I'm half with you, half saying that, you know, the burden falls on my shoulders. Half it falls on their shoulders. They should be covering it. You don't need 27 Buffalo Bill stories. This Buffalo Bill petted a cat, picked up a cat during practice and brought it over and gave it to a little girl. It means nothing, okay? You're wasting space. Now, that's in print. Print is a different story versus being on the Internet. The Internet, you have mega data available. They should have so many stories about every local pro team that you want, unlimited, but they don't. So don't tell me you only have so much memory space. You only have 200 gigs available. You have 20,000 gigs available to you. So you should have at the top of the tabs, you know, Lancers, Razor Sharks, Amherst, click, and there's stories and there's interviews galore. Now you're drawing people to your website because I can find something unique that nobody else has. Now, I'm not about to write their business model for them, but I think they're a little bit off base on this one. Because print media, okay, you only can print so much, but on the Internet, the sky's the limit. Why did they stop?
Yeah, and same thing with the news. Like you said, the sportscasting, you know, it's only 3 minutes or 4 minutes. So, but
right, same thing.
Yeah, but like, you know, Michael Lewis, we had him on, and Michael Lewis, his website, Front Row Soccer, he says he has to feed the monster, and he constantly puts new stories up. Like, in one day, he'll do like three or four stories, and they're about different things, but he's on his phone, he's on his computer, he's going to games. He came to the Lancers game in Long Island to cover the story. I mean, how do you get today's type journalist to get with it?
Different animal, Sam, I believe. It's journalism defined now as it was 20 years ago. There'd be two different definitions in Webster's Dictionary. So it's not the reporter going, like you said, the other guy's feeding the monster. One's coming in, talking, calling you. Give me a story. Give me a story. What's your player doing? Who's going to start tonight? Who's going to be in goal? How's your player feel? What's the injury report? Those days are gone. That's back on our burden, on our shoulders.
So, Doc, the Razor Sharks, soon you have announcements on home opener when you get your schedule set, when you get the fourth choice of the dates of the Blue Cross Arena, season ticket information, all that. You are welcome on either show weekly if you have any updates. We want to help promote local sports. I don't have a big staff here helping me on these shows anymore. So if you have information, Doc, please
thank you. I appreciate it. You've always been helpful, always. Sam, you've always been good to us, and I appreciate us even talking basketball on a soccer show, which, you know, soccer's my number one love, but don't let anybody else hear that.
I know. You still refereeing everything else in Chicago.
Still
I love
referee.
It.
I got a game today in a couple hours.
All right. Well, Dr. Sev, the owner of the Razor Sharks and one of the new owners of the new basketball league, the NAPB. And, Doc, before I let you go, let's say someone is listening right now in Baltimore, and they want to put a team in your league. What's involved to get a team in your league?
It's a little bit different now from the original PBL. My original model was that we don't want an entrance fee. We want you to spend your money promoting and marketing and getting players. We've gone back to a little bit of an older model, so you have to send in. We have an application package. Your net worth has to be minimum $2.5 million, and the entrance fee to the league is $200,000.
All right, well, there goes my dream. All right, Doc. Well, anybody go out there, go to your website and fill out the application, send it in, and maybe you get lucky and you get a team in your city. Basketball is on the growth, man. NBA is on fire right now. With the popularity of the NBA, obviously the second division, which is your league, will kind of follow suit. So best of luck, Dr. Sev, and best of luck with the Razor Sharks this year.
Sam, thank you so much for having me on. Take care, and good luck.
He is the Doc. Dr. Sub, my favorite doctor. I like this music. This is like the
Harlem Globetrotters.
There you go. Give me a basketball. Let me show you. Give me
Sweet
that soccer
Georgia
ball.
Brown.
Give me that soccer ball over here. I'll spin that soccer ball on my finger right now. Give it to me. Look at this. See? See how easy it is? Try juggling the. I got the ball still spinning in my finger. Too bad we're not on. Are we on anything right now? We're not on Facebook
Probably
or anything.
Not, no.
But see, try to do that with your soccer ball. Try to put a soccer ball on your head and spin it. You can't.
Do it with a bucket of confetti.
We come back. I'm going to tell you what's going on with the Indoor Lancers. It's a word on the street. We're talking about local sports. Here in Rochester, New York, we have the Red Wings. The Rattlers tonight are at home at Capelli Stadium. We have the Rhinos, who are away tonight. The Lancers and Lady Lancers, the season's over with. But they had a very successful first season. The Amherst are coming around the corner, coming soon at the Blue Cross Arena with the Nighthawks and the Razor Sharks. And we just don't have enough coverage locally for these teams. And I know, I piss off you Bills fans when I say this, but man, honestly, the Bills are in Buffalo, New York. I could really care less about anything in Buffalo, including the Bills. I want to know about my city. my city of Rochester, New York. Tell me about that. And if I'm really an NFL fan or a Bills fan, I could go to any site and learn about it. But I want to find out about what Red Wing player is doing something unique or some Amherst player is doing something unique in my city. I want to hear about that story. Locally here on iHeartRadio, Matthews does an amazing job nightly. DeTulio and Moran, Carl Falk, Richie, you listen to those guys. Amazing. You help out. Wheeze, I mean, he'll have on anybody from the local sports teams. Kimberly and Beck, they mention the local teams. They help him. Obviously, Bob Lonsberry and others. They all help out. But I don't know, man. The other people just aren't doing a good enough job. And in my world, if you're not doing a good enough job, you know what happens, Richie? You're fired.
You're out of here.
You're out of here. Back here on Word on the Street, what is going on with the indoor Lancers?
At William Attar, we are proud to be named one of 2017's best companies to work for in New York State. At William Attar, this award highlights our commitment to our team, which allows us to attract some of the best and the brightest who make a difference in our clients' lives. The firm with the focus. Hurt in a car? Call William Attar. 444-4444. Main Street, Williamsville. West Main Street, Rochester.
These days, travel sites make bold claims. But at Cheap Tickets, we've been finding great deals for over 30 years. That's a lot of trips. A cheap flight to Chicago? Check. A Cancun hotel on the cheap? Deal. We even sell tickets to the hottest sporting events and concerts, including sold-out shows. So go ahead, book that diva in Vegas one more time. Avoid the hype. Use CheapTickets.com and shop smarter with our secret bargains and guaranteed low prices. Visit CheapTickets.com, where cheap is great.
Dirty cleats, chocolate, juice boxes, that's life. A carpet that resists all that and more? That's Life Proof, only from the Home Depot. It has advanced stain-proof technology woven in to resist whatever life throws at it, or on it, for years. And a guaranteed low price that covers any budget, beautifully. Visit homedepot.com/lifeproof to learn more or visit a store to schedule a measure today. Life Proof Carpet, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Yours only.
It's the Word. We're down on the street here in Rochester, New York. We just had Dr. Sevan giving us an update on the Razor Sharks. We got a caller on the line right now. This guy has done so much for the game of lacrosse in Rochester, New York, covering the Rattlers, the Nighthawks. His name is Tim Nabb. Timmy, baby, what's going on? I saw a post you did about minimal to no coverage of your team, the Rattlers. Tonight you guys are home. What's going on with the coverage in this city?
It's frustrating, man. I mean, even Nighthawks, we they're two major league teams, the best players in the world. There's no league above this for either of these. It's Rochester's representatives in the lacrosse world, and our representatives to the world of a major sport, you know, the top players, and we just don't get coverage. And it's frustrating. It seems like there's more high school and, minor coverage than there is of lacrosse or even local sports.
And you know what I don't get? Like, okay, let's just be honest. The Rattlers aren't drawn like they used to, and the Rhinos aren't, and obviously the Lancers, outdoor team, played at Aquinas. But the Nighthawks draw like crazy at the Blue Cross Arena. They are the primary tenant when it comes to attendance, and they just don't get the coverage. What do you think it is? What needs to change?
Well, I think it's to get it when they did have great coverage. It was because he was putting, half-page, full-page ads in, a couple of days before the game or buying a bunch of advertising. Then they'd do the articles. And it's almost like, we have to sponsor our own coverage, essentially. I was like, it just doesn't sound right. If you're a Rochester paper, you should be covering Rochester sports. I'm a fan of the Bills. I'm a fan of the Sabres. Do I want to read about them, exclusively and not get any local information? I mean, even... there's a big Watkins Glen race this, NASCAR's representation. There's not that much info in the paper on it, and that's a major event. It's all Bills and all Sabres. If it's not that, and I'm like, well, why don't we just all get the Buffalo News then? We don't need a Rochester paper. And I think it's hurting them as well. I mean, they've had to cut back on staff, but, you can't tell me there's not some writers here in town that could, do some articles or have the actual PR departments from the teams write the articles and submit it. It can't be that hard.
Tim, you know what it is? Tim Nabb is a huge lacrosse supporter in this city for years and years, helped the Nighthawks and the Rattlers become who they became. This is what I think it is. I think all these newspapers and TV stations use consultants, and usually these consultants are from other cities. They don't know our market. And I think Wegmans is a primary example. Wegmans doesn't listen to consultants. Wegmans does what's best for Rochester, New York, and that's why they explode. And a lot of these franchises that come in and out of town, food franchises and clothing franchises, their base consultants don't understand our market. Right now, the newspaper, based on what I see, is on life support. It's because the consultants they listen to. And some of the TV stations that are letting everyone go, that think it doesn't matter who the new weather guy is or the news person, they're on life support. Where the Channel 13, who gets it, their ratings are out of the roof. And I just think that these people got to stop listening to consultants that are from other cities and maybe just listen to people in this city on what we want. We want news from Rochester. We want our sports teams to be covered in Rochester, New York. We don't care about Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, I mean we do. We care about the Bills and Sabres, but we want our teams covered. I want to open the paper. I want to read about the Lancers. I want to read about the Rhinos. I want to read about, you know, all the sports teams. You know, everybody. There's a lot of money that local people put their pride, their heart, their sweat, their own personal raised money into these teams. That's what I want to read about. I want to read that passion in the paper when I open it up on a Saturday morning. What happened last night? What's happening tonight? You know, give me the heartfelt story of these teams, because we're still a blue-collar town. You know, yeah, Kodak and Xerox aren't what they were. We're still a blue-collar town, no matter what.
Tonight, tonight the Rattlers are at home. What time?
7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. It's fan appreciation night. Dollar hot dogs all game. Wine tasting before the game. Beer and wine specials throughout the game, and halftime youth lacrosse game.
That is awesome. So if you're at the Park Avenue Fest, it's right up the street, Capelli Stadium. Go check it out. Tim, best of luck to the Rattlers tonight and the Nighthawks with this upcoming season, my friend.
Sammy, thanks for the time, man. You're one of Rochester's best. I hope you know that.
Thank you, man. Tim Nabb, he's done so much for lacrosse. Really quick, Doug Miller, I've been trying to get a hold of him. He's on vacation. Let me tell you what's going on with the Indoor Lancers. Doug said 5% chance. 95% chance they'd be back, 5% chance maybe not. This 5% chance is looking scary. What's going on right now is Doug has to provide the league with a lease by Tuesday morning. Both arenas, the Blue Cross Arena, hasn't really responded to him regarding the lease. He's reached out to them, and he's waiting for a meeting. And the Dome Arena, which I was under the impression was all set to go, is having issues finding the bleachers that are needed to make the building meet the league standard, minimum standards of 4,000 seats. So, as of right now, 1 o'clock almost on Saturday, Doug Miller, does not have a lease. I've agreed to license the Lancer name and logo to Doug Miller and his group to do an indoor Lancer team. As of right now, they do not have a lease. Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, the MASL, Joshua Schaub and his group, are supposedly going to vote on who's coming back or not, and it's based on the lease and a letter from Doug's attorneys based on what's going on. And the attorney is ready to go with his letter on what they're going to do, how they want to help this community and the growth of soccer and indoor soccer in America. But you can't play a game without a building. And there's only two buildings in Rochester, one being the Blue Cross Arena. And there's no way in heck, you just heard Dr. Sev on this show, Word on the Street, he's not going to get dates for a while for the Razor Sharks, and they are the third primary tenant. First it's the Amherst, then it's the Nighthawks. Well, really, he's the fourth. Then third is potential concert holds, and then the fourth is the Razor Sharks. So then the fifth tenant would be the Lancers. So there's no way in heck that Doug Miller is going to be able to provide the MASL with dates by this Tuesday. It's not going to happen. It never happened in the past. And I explained it to Doug. It usually was after July 15th that they gave dates. So if the MASL, the Major Arena Soccer League, doesn't give them a couple extra weeks, there's no way that Doug Miller and his group are going to be able to have a lease in place. And the league's not going to let them back into the league without a lease. So that's where we're at right now. So, Doug, if you're listening on your Heart Radio app on your vacation, buddy, I hope I didn't spill the beans here, but you don't have a lease yet. You don't have a lease for the Blue Cross Arena. You don't have a lease for the Dome Arena. And you have till Tuesday. Good luck, man. Nobody works weekends anymore. And you got Monday and Tuesday. We'll give you an update next week here on Kick This Worldwide and on The Word on the Street. Have yourself a great, great weekend. If you're a soccer fan, feel it, baby. Feel the kick. And maybe I'll see you at the Rattlers game tonight. I don't know. We'll see. I might go there. Give me that butterfly catcher.